This is Time Out with the Psalms, and today I'm reading to you from Psalm 12, to the chief musician upon Sheminith, a psalm of David. Help, O Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own? Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the siding of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. This psalm would be of great despair, except in the heart of it is a remembrance of how sure and certain God's words are. It seems to be a time of difficulty, a time of struggle for God's people. But what David does is turn his thoughts to God's word. God's word tells us that these days will come. We are not surprised, shouldn't be surprised when persecution comes or difficulty comes. Sin has brought a curse upon the world physically and spiritually, and we are warned by those things that evil is for a while seeming to triumph over the good, but it is not eternal, it's not forever. God's word is sure, God's promises are sure. You can depend upon God's word. You can find faith, which comes by the hearing of God's word, and you can find Christ, which He's testified in every part of the scriptures. You can find Christ revealed there. Put your hope and confidence in Him. The metrical psalm reads this way: Help, Lord, because the godly man doth daily fade away, and from among the sons of men the faithful do decay. Unto his neighbor every one doth utter vanity. They with a double heart do speak, and lips of flattery. God shall cut off all flattering lips, tongues that speak proudly thus. Well with our tongue prevail, our lips are ours, whose Lord o'er us. For poor oppressed and for the sighs of needy rise will I, saith God, and in him safety set, from such as him defy. The words of God are words most pure, they be like silver tried in earthen furnace seven times that hath been purified. Lord, thou shalt keep and preserve forever from this race. On each side walk the wicked when vile men are high in place. Let us pray. Father, we pray your blessings on this day. We pray that you would deliver us from evil men, deliver us from evil circumstances. Help us to trust your word. Help us to find wisdom in the revelation of God's truth. Thank you for the living word, Jesus Christ, in whom we have our hope and our salvation. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.